Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Step right up, boys and girls of all ages. It's that time again. It is time for the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit, show 178. It's a lot of numbers. My name is Mal, and this is the radio show that's going to bring you all kinds of independent, crazy, wacky music that you might not ever heard of, have ever heard of before. Or music you've heard, but went, oh, wow, I didn't know that was them. Or other. I don't know what other. You know, hey, what can I tell you? It's been a long week. My brain is starting to try and wake up again. You know, they blur a little bit. I'm getting kind of settling into a new job, a new position. I took my job that was I had for a lot of years got dissolved and sent over to India. So I have found new employment, and you know, it's a little bumpy. Anytime you're kind of changing jobs, changing where you are, it's exciting and it's invigorating. It's cool, but it's also a little bit, I get like frustrated because I don't know everything I used to know at the job I had for a long time, you know. But it's good. Learn to roll with it. I hope I'm doing fine. I think I'm doing fine, but you never know. Yeah, so I'm trying to think what else. I'm getting gearing up mentally for that. You know how weekends are always so quick to flitter by. And you go, oh, I miss the weekends. But yeah, what are you going to do? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to listen to some independent music. Some crazy music. What should I play? Let's try some Arcane? No, Greta Gaines. Yeah, I'm gonna play some Greta Gaines. We'll be right back.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Lights went out, he was 5 and I was 7. I told him everything I knew about heaven. Where nothing hurts and you are free to ramble around like a tumbleweed. The mist came off the Blackwater River like smoke. We'd swing off our old tree swing rope. He had a deep voice like Scatman Crothers. That boy, my precious baby brother. Tumbleweed, roll on back to me. Back to when our world was still sweet. A woman and she weeps at night for how it might be if we could only see the light. You say you built a barn, you bought a old coupe de ville, where our tree swing was is now a landfill. Oh, just anything. Everyone draws to you like a moth to a flame. Life of the party with pleasure comes pain. You pop and fizzle with the brain on fire. You're a natural storyteller and a born liar. Leo, Leo. Leo, Leo. Go crash and burn before somebody gets hurt. No way to love you without getting burned. No, no. Leo. Never need to, but I gotta stop. Are you the Sun King or his evil twin lover? Under the covers, hotter than sin. Leo, Leo. Leo, Leo. Go crash and burn before somebody gets hurt. No way to love you without getting burned. No, no, Leo.
Driving all night. I don't want to fight, but I'm so good at it. And at first light it dawns, you'll be alright and I'll carry on. Whoa. You know you're not the only lone. Takes all my mind to live and to love in this life without fear. Oh. You know you're not the only lonely. You know you're not the only lonely one. You know you're not the only lonely face in the crowd, singing along. Just want to jive and to belong. To someone. it comes to in the end.
Less than 100 were made. My father spent 3 years restoring this car. It is his love. It is his passion.
It is his fault he didn't lock the garage.
Somewhere the sun shines. Somewhere the birds sing the glories of a new dawn. Somewhere sanity reigns. But here, here the norm is madness. Asylum of the Insane, filmed in Horoscope. See the thrilling scenes in 3D. Real three-dimensional terror that jumps off the screen and into your lap. Rated GP, you must see it from the beginning. No one will be admitted during the last 14 minutes. Asylum of the Insane. Asylum of the Insane. Asylum of the Insane. Produced in Hollywood by Maniacs.
Everybody be cool. You be cool.
All right. That was something different, eh? You know, I like to... You know, I like to actually try and play all kinds of different music. So that was Greta Gaines, G-R-E-T-A-G-A-I-N-E-S, off the CD Tumbleweeds. I played Tumbleweed, Leo For Real, Only Lonely, and then Begin Again. So make sure you check her out. You can go to www.gretagaines.com. Again, that's G-R-E-T-A-G-A-I-N-E-S. So, you know, like to keep things different, changing up, like I said. That was sent to me not too long ago, but a little while ago. My God, my brain. But, you know, finally got around to checking it out, and good stuff. Drop it into the old play... more than once folder, and off we go, right? Good stuff. This week had a lot of change in it for me. It was kind of weird. I tried a acupuncture for the first time. I finally picked up that second car I've been looking around for, because, well, like I've said numerous times on the show, about the worst thing you can do to yourself as a person is fall in love with a car. Well, I have, and the trials and tribulations continue. I have a little S2000. I got it with pretty low miles a couple years ago. And I've been driving it. I mean, I drive it. It's just a car, but I do really like it. Those are those little roadsters that you see around. They only made them for a few years, so they're kind of, not collectible, but they're worth keeping nice. You know, a lot of people race them. A lot of people really tune them up and do, like, all kinds of crazy stuff to them. Mine's just bone stock. But I always like to have a car, like, you know, to drive to work, to drive through construction, did not care about so much. You know, you just drive it. It's just standard vehicle, and that keeps the mileages off the other cars and keeps the good cars kind of, you know, gives them a little bit extra life. You're not putting them through their paces as hard. So I was looking around, and finally I went up to the Fiat dealer and I said, "Do you have used? Because, you know, I don't need a whole lot of money." And they said, "Yeah, we have these three. You can pick one. They're all the same price." And I did. And so there you go. You know, those little cute retro-styled Fiats that came over here. I think they came over in 2011. I had a couple of those. I picked one up, a little 2014 low mileage. Like, it has like 28,000 on it. Good enough. It's a nice little car. So I'll be ripping around up to work and home for lunch and stuff like that. And not caring, you know, just going, just driving around and just driving through all the rough streets and constructions of the Tampa Bay area. And if you're from this area, you know what I'm talking about. Driving down here is a whole different game. A game of death, you might say. Not death, I'm still alive. But I'm thankful I can leave my little roadster sitting and being, you know, not driven into the ground. So yay for that. That's one thing. I'll get back to the acupuncture a little bit later, but I wanted to tell that story because it just happened. We got it Saturday morning, and woohoo. Here's some music to go woohoo to.
It's alive! Woo-hoo!
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
That joke wrote itself. That was, of course, the world famous 5678s. And I played for you off their Bomb the Rocks early singles album. I played Woohoo. Kind of wrote into that, you know. And I was a teenage cavewoman and Blue Radio. Love that Blue Radio. Blue Radio and Dancing Avenue A are probably my two favorites that they do. I like a lot of the stuff they do. You know, they have Bond Girl and some a lot of classics. But boy, those two really were have always kind of been my favorite. I did want to say before I get too deep into anything else, make sure. I know we're reaching a lot of new audiences now. We're on a couple new networks. We're on a couple new apps. You know, all those apps out there that are all crazy. Everyone's crazy about them. So if you are just finding this little radio show, make sure you check out some of my other stuff. Now, you can go on RadioSaintPete.com, and if you go to the audio archives, you're going to find tons of Indie Circuit full shows out there. You can just listen to them. And then you can also find another one I do with Dr. Morbius. We do a show called Asian Cult Cinema. And that is just talking about some of the wackiest, craziest, most cultified oddities from Asia that you'll ever see on cinema. And then you can also go, oh my god, there's more. Yeah, I do like a million shows a week. You can also go to bunchofdorks.com. I'll wait till you write down a piece of paper. Bunchofdorks.com. And then there's three shows on there. The top one is called Slow Robot A-Go-Go. That's me and Dr. Morbius do a long, long-running show. That's the about B. We just review a B movie each week. Like sometimes we do double features. And it's some of these movies we do, you'd be like, what are you talking about? And it's actually a thing. And you'll be like, oh my god, those poor guys having to watch those. But it's fun. And so there's a Slow Robot A-Go-Go. The middle one is, I don't have anything to do with it, but it is on our website. It's called Two Dimension Podcast. That's Dr. Morbius and a couple other guys talk about comic books. I don't know anything about comic books, so I do not go on that show. And then the bottom one is kind of like this show, but it was a long-running show. It ended maybe 2 years ago. It's called Bunch of Dorks, you know, obviously the flagship. And that was like this, where it was a lot of drunken cursing, debauchery, and then music. It's a lot more cursy than this show. This is no cursing. That is much cursing. So, there you go. If you are stuck in a cube farm or you just have a long commute to work, make sure you check out some of those other shows. You'll probably dig it. I do have to. I wanted to start. You know, I do. I have a T-shirt. I have a silk screening thing I do out of my garage. I do a couple of shirts a month. I try to anyway. And yeah, because sometimes they end up as failure, and you're like, what just happened? Let me tell you, the silk screening business will keep you humble, because just when you think you have a handle on it, something goes sideways, and you go, now what's this about? It's pretty weird. I do have to start making some shirts up for some of this stuff. The Slow Robot would be a pretty cool shirt. I have the logo for that. And hey, maybe Indie Circuit. We could have the Indie Circuit Army, you know? Everyone likes to say army after the words, and that's a thing. Here's some music.
Minnie Me loves chocolate. Scotty do.
Well, I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about an hour?
How about a what?
How about an hour?
What are you...
How about an hour?
I don't even...
How about an hour?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do.
You know you took my heart and you broke it apart. Yeah.
Busting bricks now. Little Hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.
This show is now being recorded in front of a live feline audience. That's right, everybody. Yeah, a show regular, Destructo, the cat, has entered the building. It's like royalty. You know, you're like, wow, here he is. In the flesh. In the fur. Hey, just throwing a little note out there. Hey, Detroit Cobras, play longer songs. I could have played their whole album in that. Whatever. Good stuff, though. That was the Detroit Cobras from Life, Love, and Leaving. I played Bye Bye Baby, Boss with the Hot Sauce, You Can't Miss Nothing that You Never Had, and Shout Ba Ma Lama. Ba La Mama. Ba Ma. Shout Ba Ma Lama. Wow. Say that one time slow. I can't even say it one time slow. It's a good thing I sit in front of a mic after week because I murder the English language like no one else. Like a gift. I think it's actually genetic. My father used to murder the English language. Now he's gone. But I miss him. But in his honor, I think I'm destroying the English language one word at a time. Isn't that right, Destructo the Cat? And now this just... Listen. Yeah, Destructo the Cat is destroying the stool I'm sitting on. Radio St. Pete corporate headquarters is very nice with their ivory tower, but they are... the recording studio is a little bit, you know, rough. That's okay, though. We love them. And I love the kid, Radio St. Pete Corporate. They let me bring my own cat to work day. So, what am I complaining about? Sound like a little sissy crying and whining like that. Oh, I know, buddy. Did you hear him? Destructo even said, you're crying like a little sissy with a skin knee. And I am. Sorry about that, everyone. Here's some commercial break. I'll be right back with more musings.
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
Rock and Roll High School is an album and a movie. Vince Van Patten is crazy about PJ Souls, but she wants to live a rock and roll fantasy with her favorite group, the Ramones.
Yeah, yeah, she's the one.
The new principal tries to stop the music, but the kids rock and wreck the school. Rock and Roll High School, the school where the students rule. Your school could be next. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Rock and Roll High School, the school where the students rule. The new principal hates the students, but the kids take over and rock the roof off the school. Dig out the sounds of Paul McCartney and Wings. Fleetwood Mac, Devo, Nick Lowe, Chuck Berry, Todd Rundgren, Vince Fabric, Velvet Underground, Brownsville Station, MC5, Eno, Paley Brothers, Eddie and the Hot Rod, Dallas Cooper, and starring the Ramones. Rock and Roll High School. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Kenny called. He's in jail. He didn't leave a number. Sincerely, the guy on the couch.
All right. Nice. So what else? Yeah, so like I alluded to earlier, I also did something a little bit different this week. I actually went for acupuncture. And it's something I was always like, I don't know. But I'll try it. It's been around for thousands of years. I might give it a little bit of credence, you know. I know Americans aren't hip to that, but... it was pretty wild, you know. If you're receptive to it, it seems to do some stuff. She was putting needles. She put needles in my hands and top of my head, and the bottom of my feet or the side of my ankles, you know. And she did a lot of other stuff as far as like she mixes kind of like I don't want to say massage, but kind of like yeah, I guess like therapeutic massage or whatever, and. As she said, okay, now these are going to open up those the energy paths and all that kind of stuff, and I'm going to let you know, just stay here, and you know, whatever. I'll put music on if you want. I said, yeah, put, you know, it's like that meditation music, you know. And she said, I'll be back in a couple of minutes. So you're laying there. I was laying there with these needles in me. And I was like, well, this is different. I'm always open to that kind of stuff, you know. There's a whole big world out there. Just, you know, try stuff. And as I'm laying there, I'm not thinking of anything. I'm just kind of just sitting there, you know. And, like, my eyes start running, like, out of the sides of it, down into my ears, you know, kind of. And I'm like, wow, what is this, you know? And because I wasn't, it wasn't sad, it wasn't happy, it was nothing, you know. But and it wasn't pain either, because those needles don't hurt. They pinch for a second, then they're just there, you know. I even lifted my hand up to look at it, because I was like, oh, this is pretty weird. Yeah, it's those little needles with the little like end on it, like the little long like lead sinker or whatever. And my eyes just pouring, and then they stopped. And when she came in, and she was like, okay, how's everything going? She took them out, and I said, hey, my eyes were like running. She goes, yeah. She's like, it doesn't happen much, but every now and then it will, you know. So that's one of the reactions. There's different reactions as the energy paths open up and your body responds to stuff. So pretty interesting. I have a second in 2 weeks. I have a follow up, you know, and they're gonna work on some stuff. I have some tight muscles here and there. A pull that kind of comes up, and look, my hands and wrists have years of typing and graphic art, so we all know what that means, you know. Time to start caring for them, otherwise they'll fail me. So it was an interesting. I would definitely, if you ever thought about I want to try it, I would definitely say try it. It's one of those little adventures in life. You get to choose if you want to do it or not, and I did. It was cool. I will follow up with next couple weeks to see how it goes. Here's some music, because you didn't hear it. This isn't, you know, the indie circuit's dedication to alternative medicines. Oh, no, it's not so at all. Here's music.
Silence, Earthling!
My name is Darth Vader. I am an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan. We'll be right back.
I have no home. Hunted. Despised. Living like an animal. The jungle is my home. That I will show the world that I can be its master. I will perfect my own race of people. A race of atomic supermen which will conquer the world.
Oh yeah, that was Red Bacteria Vacuum with I'm Just a Breed Girl and Roller Coaster. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed all of my wacky musings and some of my wacky shenanigans. And we will see you next week here on the Radio St. Pete Exclusive Indie Circuit with more crazy music. My name's Mal. Now here's 10 hours of jazz.